Nash Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Evergreens will have the ball. They have 5 points to find, trailing 34-29. Studeman with 11, Hallenbach with 9 for the Evergreens. It'll be their regular five. Cade Sievertson, Alex Studeman, Brian Hallenbach, Ethan Ostrowski, and Keaton Edwards. Evergreens have only one player with two fouls. That's Colton Hall. So all of the starters have one or none. Spash had only three fouls called on the entire team in the first half. Teams are coming back out onto the court, and Brian Hallenbach will inbound for the Evergreens. He had, what, six lead changes in that first half. So back and forth we go. It's going to be Cade Sievertson who will inbound to Brian Hallenbach. Spash has not pressed at all defensively. Everything in the half court. To Keaton Edwards outside the blocks. Down low, the Evergreens. Well, they have Colton Hall in to start. Back out for a three. Good for Colton Keelman to open up the second half. And on the first look at the basket, it's down to a two-point game again. Spash has traveled in the backcourt. Evergreens get the ball back. Austin Beyer. Beyer leapt and tried to throw cross-court and took an extra shuffle step before he did. So while the Evergreens can tie this thing with possession right here, Hallenbeck has Austin Beyer guarding him. Over to Hall, who's cut off, back out for a three, thinking about the three with Sievertson. He does not fire. Studeman passes on the 3-2. Over to Keaton Edwards, now Hallenbeck, who surveys. To Colton Hall up high. Hall drives in on the clear out to the rim, blocked. Keaton Edwards on the putback, no foul. Edwards gets the rebound again, back out. And Sievertson, three for the lead, round and out, no good. Spash's two-point lead is good just barely. Stevens Point gets it back, James Jacobs to the rim. He's fouled, now he traveled. Wipe off the basket. Spash has had the ball twice in the half. They've turned the ball over both times, and the Evergreens will get it back again. Another chance to tie or take the lead. 1 minute in, second half. Evergreens, Cade Sievertson to Hallenbach. Splits defenders, drives to the rim. Too strong. Hallenbach was looking for a foul, not called. So the Evergreens have had a couple of looks at the basket, haven't been able to get this thing tied. Spash in motion. Strebler is blocked in the act of shooting. Free throws are coming. And if Colton Hall is the guilty party, that's his third. Let's see. Instead, it is on Hallenbach who picks up his second. Two free throws coming up for Strebler, who has 11. And now he has 12. Basketball is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Strebler makes them both. 36-32 Spash. Hallenbach with the ball, stops on a dime, still has his dribble to Colton Hall, all alone for a three. Good! They played Hall too soft. He drains the three. It's a one-point game, 36-35. Yeah, he was just not found in transition. Spash cross court, down low, a lot of bumping. Missing at the rim is Strebler. Evergreens come away with the rebound. Keaton Edwards tipped it to Hallenbach. Hallenbach now to the baseline. Hall, three again for the lead. Back to back, feed the hungry kid. Hall with back to back threes, another lead change, 38-36. Seventh time the lead has changed tonight. Hallenbach almost saw that in the backcourt. Spash gets it ahead. Evergreens come out on a 9-2 run to open up the second half. Brendan Klisch is in the corner. Gives it over to Austin Beyer. Beyer looks to drive in. He's cut off. A lot of contact. Too strong at the rim. Cade Sievertson, rebound for the Evergreens. Hallenbach, 2-on-1. Quick pass to Studeman, who scores, and he's fouled! The Evergreens widening their lead now. Studeman with his 12th and 13th point and goes to the free throw line looking for more. Fouls on Brendan Klisch. Triggered by a great pass by Hallenbach in the 2-and-1 transition. Studeman's a good free throw shooter and puts the Evergreens up by 5 on the make. Spash needs a timeout. Nope, just substituting in. Klisch will come out. Bryce Pelkey will come in. So the Evergreens open up on what a 12-2 run in the second half. That five-point lead disappeared quickly. The Evergreens are now up by five. Down low here to Pelkey's, cut off of the baseline. Keaton Edwards blocked him. Loose ball picked up by Spash, and Gavin Heyer scores underneath. Heyer on a look-what-I-found basket. 15 and a half to play in the game. 41-38 Evergreen. Studeman open for a three. Quick release. No good. One and done. Austin Beyer gets the rebound for the Panthers. In transition ahead to Strevelier. The Evergreens match him up, and he misses at the rim. And Studeman with the rebound for the Evergreens. Everest defense did a good job closing on the shooter. Studeman goes coast to coast. He is fouled. Big contact. Studeman and Beyer both collided at almost full speed. Studeman has bounced up okay. He's getting two free throws. That would have been a charge. Studeman came in out of control, but the defensive man was moving. So that's why Beyer gets called for the foul. And Studeman, with his team up by three, gets two free throws. Makes the first. Studeman's been a real steady hand for the Evergreens all season. Momentum really has changed from the end of the first half to the start of the second. Studeman hits another. Evergreens 43-38. 5 points is the Evergreens' biggest lead. Spash has just turned the ball over. Pass went out of bounds. Keaton Edwards came up and it went off. Gavin Heyer, Evergreens get the ball. And Spash needs a timeout. You bet there's a momentum change here. Now the Evergreens are up by five, 43-38. Back after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390. FM 93.9.
Start the new year with a new career at MNJ Marine. They're looking for experienced sales representatives in the Wausau area. Previous automotive, power sports, or marine sales experience is a plus. You'll be selling the best brands in the business with a company that's been around for over 100 years. Receive continued education, paid vacation, and competitive compensation. Call or stop in at MNJ Marine to apply. 715-693-6200 or Highway I-39 to exit 181 in Mosinee. MNJ Marine is an equal opportunity employer.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the Spash Fieldhouse, where after a Stevens Point turnover, the Evergreens have the lead. Spash needed a timeout to regroup, and the Evergreens have turned it over out of the timeout. Pass goes off Hallenbach's hands and stolen away by Austin Beyer. James Jacobs has the ball for Stevens Point. Don't like the turnovers after the timeout. Driving into a lot of traffic. Extra pass down low from Gavin Heyer to Bryce Pelkey. 43-40. Yeah, you bet. There'll be a couple more momentum changes before tonight's done. Hallenbach to Edwards. He's 15 feet away. Back out. Colton Hall thought about the three. Lost the ball. Back out to Studeman. Now over to Hallenbach. Looks to drive. Cut off. Hallenbach over to Hall, thought about the three. Hall drives in, he traveled. Dragged the pivot foot as he split defenders. Right in front of the Everest bench, Coach Poggle is up, indicating that he thought that Hall was pushed. I think he may have been right. So the Evergreens have turned the ball over on back-to-back possessions, and that leaves the door open for Spash, who breaks full court pressure. It's a three-point game. So a three ties or a two gets this down to one. Along the baseline, Pelkey is cut off, makes an extra pass at the rim. Scoring is Nate Streveler. Streveler's got 15. And Spash is back within one. The Evergreens need to be careful with the ball here. You want a good look at the rim. Into the front court, Sievertson to Studeman. Hallenbach behind the three-point arc, guarded closely. Hallenbach, no look down low to Colton Hall. Spins at the rim, blocked. Blocked, and it was clean. Spash comes away with the ball. They can take the lead back. Driving along the baseline, Strebler. He's cut off in traffic. I think he traveled. Now they're going to call a foul on the Evergreens. Cade Sievertson is the guilty party, non-shooting. Sievertson's first, team's second, and Spash will inbound underneath trying to retake the lead. Evergreens are getting a late substitution in. Logan Ebersol will come in, and Keaton Edwards will come out. 13-16 to play in the game. Spash inbounding in traffic towards the baseline. Strevelier now goes back out to James Jacobs. Spash has done a better job penetrating when they've had the ball. A lot of points in the paint in the second half as Stevens Point has battled back in it. Trying to come back from an Everest five-point lead. Settling for a long two. That's a tough shot for Strevelier. Long rebound comes out to Bryce Pelkey. Another look for Stevens Point. Extra pass in low. Flinging off the rim and scoring is Pelkey. So there's another lead change. Spash back on top, 44-43. Evergreens with two turnovers and a block on their last three possessions. So the Evergreens try and right the ship. Here's Hallam back over to Cade Sievertson. Now into the corner. Hall thought about the three, drives in, back out. Studeman almost traveled. Long two, too strong off the rim. Suddenly the Evergreens are cold, empty in their last four trips. Austin Beyer with the rebound for Stevens Point. Spash has been out rebounding the Evergreens as of late, too, so that's a trend that the Evergreens got to get straightened out. Austin Beyer now over to James to the rim, over the Evergreen, Sievertson. James scores, 46-43. 12 minutes left in the game. Hallenbach for the Evergreen, splits defenders, he's fouled. Hallenbach started to move to the basket and lost the ball. This is a foul that saves the Evergreens here. If it's on Austin Beyer, it's his third, and it is. Beyer's the first player to three fouls. This is non-shooting. Going to have to come out. Beyer to the bench. Brendan Klisch comes in for Stevens Point. And Cade Sievertson will inbound. Colton Keelman comes in for Everest. Alex Studeman gets a break. It is Cade Sievertson who will inbound underneath his own basket. Thinking about the three down low to Ebersold. Spins at the rim. He misses. Suddenly it's like there's a lid on it for the Evergreens. Ebersold was right on the low blocks and missed a bunny. It was contested, but the Evergreens need those points. Spash by three and the ball. Austin Beyer goes back out to Klisch, who's just in off the bench. Klisch is guarded by Cade Sievertson. Klisch now has his shoulder taped. I don't think that was that way at the beginning of the game. Got that athletic tape, that black tape along his left shoulder. Looking to drive in. Contesting at the rim. Scoring is Nate Streveler. Spash is on a roll. They're back up by five. They led by five at halftime, and their lead is 48-33 right now. Hallenbach along the baseline. Bumped soundly to the rim. Basket, no. It's on the floor. Non-shooting. Hallenbach was bumped as he started that move to the rim. Wait and see who that foul is on. Streveler has picked up his second. Keaton Edwards comes in for the Evergreens. Cade Sievertson is out. Evergreens will inbound under their own basket. The Evergreens' last six trips up the floor have not led to points. It's been a little bit of a dry spell here. Two turnovers, a block, and three misses at the basket. Inbounded to Hall, who's cut off on the baseline. Back to Ebersold. Ebersold along the baseline, drives in, a lot of contact, he misses, and again the Evergreens are empty. That's loose on the floor. Oh, that's a bad call. They're going to say it's out on the Evergreens. That's not right. The outside official is going to change this, I think. The outside official is going to meet with the referee underneath. Oh, and they still couldn't get it right. The outside official only comes over to talk with the guy underneath to say, I saw it differently, and they stick with the wrong call. We'll go under 11 minutes to play in this possession. The Evergreens almost have a turnover. Ball is loose. It's tied up. The arrow points to Stevens Point. It's leading 48-43. And the Evergreens by right should have the ball. Instead, the next time the ball is tied up in the game, it'll belong to the Evergreens. Alex Studeman will come in on the next stoppage. Spash's biggest lead is six. Got a foul here on Hallenbach, who may have just picked up his third. Hallenbach's part of a double team, and it is Brian Hallenbach's third. Team's third. I think Hallenbach will stay in the game. Studeman comes back in, and Colton Hall goes out. Spash will have the ball. They'll inbound in front of their own bench to Nate Strevelier. Over to James Jacobs. The Evergreens have Colton Keelman guarding him. Now to Gavin Heyer. Heyer with Hallenbach on him. You may want to run a play here to see if Hallenbach picks up another foul. Hallenbach would have to back off defensively. Spash runs their rotation play, settling for a foul line jumper. It's good by Nate Streveler. 7-point lead for Stevens Point, their biggest of the night. 50-43, and the Evergreens have gone cold on this end. Hallenbach goes back out. Ebersold, three, arcing, no good. Sievertson battles for the rebound, can't get it. And Stevens Point gets the ball back. If Spash scores here, the Evergreens need a timeout. Traveled. Brendan Klisch came into the front court. He was about to absorb contact, and he traveled. Evergreens get the ball back. and Cade Sievertson will come back in. Logan Ebersold was in for just a short time, goes out. A lot of time left in the game, no need to panic. 10:15 left. Just the Evergreens don't want to fall behind, say, by double digits. Want to weather this cold spell. Lots of seniors on the floor here, lots of experience. Hallenbach, bad pass, almost stolen. Spash takes it away, and the Spash players stepped out of bounds, carried that ball. James Jacobs trying to save it, palmed the ball, and the Evergreens will get it back. So the Evergreens almost turned it over. Colton Keelman will inbound. Evergreens had momentum earlier in the second half, erased a five-point lead and went up by five of their own, but now Spash up by seven. Pass down low, Keaton Edwards to Hallenbach, who is fouled. Non-shooting. Team's fifth foul, and the foul is on Nate Strevelier, who's just picked up his third. How good do you have to be a sophomore and start for the Stevens Point team and be their leading scorer, too? That's Nate Strevelier tonight. Unofficially with 19 points. Evergreens inbound to Hallenbach in traffic. Hit the underside of the rim, and Spash gets the ball back again. Another empty trip for the Evergreens, who have gone ice cold in the middle stages of the second half. Brendan Klisch. Team leads by seven on the clear out. Klisch settles for a 10-footer air ball and recovered by Alex Studeman of the Evergreens. Fading backwards, feet not set, so he missed it. Hallenbach for the Evergreens, looking to get off the schneid here to Keaton Edwards, who faked the pass, goes to the rim, and misses! Keaton Edwards had it pinned underneath the rim and the backboard. Boy, Keaton makes that every time, but not this time. 9 minutes to play in the game, and just suddenly nothing's going right for the Evergreens. Got to get on track. The question is, can they recover and regain this momentum with enough time, and how far down will they be when that comes? Almost stolen by Hallenbach. Spash instead is called a timeout. We will take one, too. 9:01 to play in the second half. Spash has the ball at a 50-43 lead. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
There are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. Bullies are meaner, sometimes bigger and stronger, and might gang up with other bullies. But they do have one disadvantage. They're outnumbered. For every bully in a school, there are hundreds of students who don't bully. If you see one of your fellow students being bullied, stand up and speak out. You won't be alone. Stand up to bullying with Clover Belt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotive, and Fox Sports Wausau.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the Stevens Point Fieldhouse. How cold are the Evergreens? Well, Spash is on a 12-0 run right now. Spash wiped out a 5-point Everest lead and is now up by 7. Beg your pardon, it's a 10-0 run for Stevens Point. Evergreens have not scored in between. To the rim, got a foul on the Evergreens. Braden Kinderman, Spash player, is in the act of shooting. Free throws are coming up here for Bryce Pelkey. Going to call that on Studeman, his second. The Evergreens have Brian Hallenbach on the bench right now. So Hallenbach's getting a breather, just looking at what's happened. Hallenbach has not scored in the second half. With a 7-point lead, Bryce Pelkey's got two free throws, and he makes the first. We're sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. DeVorney Orthodontics, Wausau, Antigo, Merrill. Both free throws are good. It's a 9-point lead for Spash. Studeman along the baseline in trouble. Gets it back out to Sievertson. Back down low to Colton Keelman. Almost lost the handle. In traffic, another turnover. And Spash takes the ball right back. The Evergreens are not playing well. Their worst stretch of basketball for the entire season. And it's coming against a good opponent, and it's coming at a lousy time. Austin Byers got the ball back out to James Jacobs. Evergreens need a stop or a steal here. Spash 52-43. 8:20 to play in the game and counting down. He really can't fall much further behind. Behind the back, Brendan Klisch back out three. James, good. That one hurt. He now has nine, and it's 55-43. Do the Evergreens want Hallenbach back in on the next stoppage? He's waiting at the scorer's table and will come back in. Evergreens now down by 12. Keaton Edwards, cross court, open is Kinderman, long three, round and out. No good. Evergreen still cannot get anything on track. So this is now a 17-0 run for Spash. Wow. And Spash has the ball. Owen Jordan goes back out to Klisch. Spash is now being a little more deliberate with the ball, almost stolen by Studeman. Coming back and recovering is Owen Jordan and gives it back out to Austin Beyer. Yeah, Spash is taking their time looking for a good shot. They're in the driver's seat, having built a 12-point lead now. Spash goes back out. Evergreen's going to have to play tougher, tighter defense. The Evergreens haven't scored in forever. Almost stolen by Studeman on the overplay. Spash keeps it back, driving to the rim. That's blocked by Keaton Edwards. Into the hands of Colton Keelman. Spash is back defensively. No advantage for the Evergreens. Got a reach-in foul as Cade Siebertson moved into the front court. That is Spash's last foul to give. The Evergreens will be in the bonus for the rest of the game. The foul is on James Jacobs. Evergreen trying to weather a 17-0 run. Hallam back in. Colton Hall comes back in for the Evergreens too. Siebertson gets it into Keaton Edwards. Haven't seen Ostrowski back in the game. In fact, he's sitting on the bench after injuring his leg. Driving extra pass to Keaton Edwards at the rim, who scores. And that finally breaks the scoring drought for the Evergreens. 55-45, 6:45 left in the game. Do the Evergreens have a rally in them, or are they going to suffer their first loss of the season? Austin Beyer, Keaton Edwards guards him, turns him back out. James Jacobs picked up his dribble. Hallenbach comes up to guard him. Hallenbach tight. Pass down low. Missing at the rim was Gavin Heyer. Evergreens get the rebound. Here's Siebertson. Bounces over to Hall, who scores, and he's fouled. So the Evergreens are trying to edge their way back into it. That was a 50-50. Could have been a charge or a block. Hall gets the basket and will get himself a free throw. He's got 10 points. And one more coming. It is the fourth foul on Austin Beyer. Beyer will come out. Bryce Pelkey comes back in. We're sponsored by Intercity State Bank, simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank, locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. The basket makes it 55-47, and the free throw is good, makes it 55-48. Colton Hall with the basket, completing the traditional three-point play. Evergreens back to full court pressure, and the Evergreens have a couple of fouls to give. Smash breaks it. High pass to Brendan Klisch. Along the baseline, Pelkey almost traveled, goes back out. 6 minutes left in the ball game and counting down. Klisch here. Evergreens were down by 12, and they're now within seven to the rim, and scoring is James Jacobs. Evergreens back in the front court. A foul at the rim and missing is Cade Siebertson. Siebertson will get two free throws. Evergreens will have a chance to score points with the clock stopped at 5:45 to play. Bryce Pelkey is called for the foul. Now this message, did you know the DC Everest Athletic Club supports student athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the DC Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Two free throws for Cade Siebertson. The first is good. 57-49. Second free throw, that one's good too. Evergreens trail by seven. Spash looks at full court pressure, almost stolen with the long wingspan of Keaton Edwards. Spash is still in the backcourt. James dribbled it off his foot, out of bounds, and off the Evergreens player. Siebertson dove and tried to save that ball and couldn't. Spash will inbound right in front of the scorer's table. James Jacobs gets it in to Gavin Heyer. Heyer's got seven tonight. He'll run the point here over to Brendan Klisch. Klisch hit a three in the first half and has been quiet since then. 5:20 and counting down. Studeman almost with a steal on the overplay against Jacobs. Jacobs has his dribble. back out, thinking about the straight-on three is higher, decided not to take it. Again, Spash working for something underneath. Bounce pass in traffic, almost stolen away. Wow, James traveled there, not called. Spash gets it back on a bump along the baseline, and Nate Straveler is going to the free throw line. I believe that is Colton Hall's third. Yes, it is. Exactly 5 minutes to play in the game. Stevens Point leads by seven. Straveler is 3 of 4 from the free throw line and has two in hand here. And it's good. Again, Straveler, they're going to build the team around him as he goes into his junior and senior year. He's just a sophomore now. Looks like he's got a lot of skills. He's made both of his free throws. Panthers by 9, 59-50. Hallenbach to the front court for the Evergreens with his dribble. Gives it over to Hall. Hall thought about driving back to Studeman. Hall thought about the baseline three. Goes back out. Studeman. Studeman drives in. Splits defenders, scooping. Too strong at the rim. Came in a little out of control, and the Evergreens get nothing. There's no contact there, so nothing to bail out. The Evergreens smash player just dribbled it off his foot. James Jacobs gives the Evergreens a gift. Turns it right back to Everest. 4:38 left in the game, so there is time, but the Evergreens need to be moving in the right direction. Hall on the baseline, down low, almost turning it over, pass at the feet of Cade Sievertson, who gets it back. Now Keaton Edwards restores order. Edwards drives in, hangs at the rim. Keaton Edwards scores for the Evergreens. He's got 8, back to a 7-point game. Let's see if the Evergreens can get closer. With his 4 fouls, Austin Beyer comes back in at the next stop. Pass down low, I think he traveled. No, foul. Foul is on Brian Hallenbach, who's just picked up his 4th. Hallenbach's got to stay in the game for the Evergreens. No points in the second half for Hallenbach, and that's the Evergreens' last foul to give. So both teams shoot the 1-1 for the rest of the game. And Hallenbach stays on the floor. The Evergreens need him for this comeback. Long inbounds pass, fouled by Colton Hall, who's just picked up his 4th. This will be a 1-1 for Nate Straveler, who looks really good at the free throw line. So now the Evergreens have 2 players on the floor with 4 fouls. Straveler has made his last 4 free throws and is 5 of 6. The ball is live on a miss. It's a miss, and the Evergreens, Studeman gets the rebound for DC Everest. And into the front court, cut off there, is Sievertson back out. Hall looks to drive in, cut off. Hallenbach. Hallenbach looks to go along the baseline, spins in traffic, kicks it back out. 3 ball in the air, Sievertson, good! It's a 4-point game. Closest the Evergreens have been in a while, 59-55. DC Everest is back in. This ball's almost turned over, and we've got a timeout called in the backcourt by Stevens Point. They are about to lose the handle on that ball. James Jacobs was just able to corral the ball back in and yelled timeout at the top of his lungs. The Evergreens have battled back in. A missed front end of a 1-1 and then a 3 from Cade Sievertson have made it a 4-point game, 59-55. Spash was able to bump this lead up to 11. Yeah, Stevens Point was on a 17-0 run in the midpoint of the second half. Wow. And here are the Evergreens. No panic, never say die. What the Evergreens need to do is keep their starter, Brian Hallenbach, with 4 fouls in the game. Evergreens' chances of pulling off this comeback would go down dramatically if Hallenbach fouls out and is watching from the bench. Evergreens already without the injured Ethan Ostrowski. Spash is taking a long time in front of their bench before coming back out onto the floor. I'm Chris Conley. This has been a good one. Wausau East and Marshfield to follow once we're done here. Evergreens are 6-0, trying to avoid their first loss. Spash is 1 game below 500 for the season, 4-5, but they've played a tough level of competition. The Evergreens will not guard the inbounds player. And the Evergreens will try and set up for a steal here. With 3:44 left in the game, that is a basketball eternity. Inbounded to James Jacobs in the backcourt. Now Austin Beyer. Beyer is playing with four fouls for the Panthers. Look to trap him into the front court. Now Brandon Klisch is fouled. Turned it over. The Evergreens get the ball. He stepped out of bounds. Klisch thought he was fouled, and he's arguing with the referee about it. Better be careful. He'll get a T for that. Jawing with the referee as the Evergreens get the ball back in a four-point game. Klisch stepped out of bounds right in front of his bench. Evergreen Studeman, a three, makes it a one-point game. Bounces to Keaton Edwards. He's 15 feet away from the basket. Dribbles once, three ball off the screen, arcing off the front rim. No good for Kate Siebertson. Hallenbeck, rebound. He is fouled. Hallenbeck on a putback attempt. Free throws coming up for Brian Hallenbeck. An excellent free throw shooter, and these two shots could cut the lead in half. There's the fourth foul on Nate Strebler. Strebler has been the leading scorer. Spash's chances of winning this game go down should he foul out. Hallenbeck with two huge free throws. First is good. Hallenbeck's first points of the second half. But, I mean, Hallenbeck's a senior. He could heat up at any time. It's now down to a one-possession game, 59-56, and this could make it a two-point game. Yes, sir. Brian Hallenbeck. Evergreens are a perfect 8-for-8 from the free throw line in the second half. Full court pressure, and suddenly it is Spash that has to hold off an Evergreens run. Gavin Heyer in the backcourt. They trap him there. Gets the pass ahead to James Jacobs. Into the front court to the rim, and scoring is Gavin Heyer. So Spash answers, and it's back to a four-point game, under 3 minutes to play. Hallenbeck to the front court, goes right to the corner. Still has his dribble out to Keaton Edwards. To Siebertson, they played him soft, daring him to shoot. Studeman now to Keaton Edwards. Draws the double team. Edwards dribbles, turns, and Keaton Edwards doesn't get a friendly bounce. Right off the back bracket. That Spash player secured that rebound to Austin Beyer. This is a big possession for Stevens Point. They lead by four, 2.5 to play in the game. Evergreens need a stop. They got within two. James over to Heyer. Heyer drives along the baseline. That's a clean block by Hallenbeck, who's got four fouls. What a risky play. Hallenbeck from behind blocked Heyer, and if the whistle sounds, Hallenbeck would be out of the ballgame. Spash will instead keep the ball on the bench. Inbounds to Austin Beyer from underneath his own basket. Back out to Jacobs. Got his dribble. Evergreens guarding closely here. Will go under 2 minutes on this possession. It's 61-57 Stevens Point. Evergreens are playing for a stop. Hallenbeck almost reached in. Picking up his dribble is higher. Gives it back over to Jacobs. 154, 153 and counting. Got a whistle away from the ball. It's against the Panthers. The referee pointed in the wrong direction, and it's against the Evergreens. And the Evergreens' Colton Hall has just fouled out. Again, what Colton Hall is angry about is the referee pointed in the other direction like it was against Stevens Point. Colton Hall fouls out for DC Everest with 11 points. Ostrowski, who has not been seen since going out with his injury, is coming back in for the Evergreens. It's a 1-1 here for Austin Beyer. Ethan Ostrowski back in. 1:49 left in the game. Spash by four, and here's the front end of a big 1-1. The shot is good. 5-point game. Beyer will get one more. On a miss, the rebound is critical. The Evergreens have Hallenbeck and Edwards on the low blocks. Can the Evergreens somehow get this to go their way? Second free throw's a miss. Studeman gets the rebound for the Evergreens. 62-57, quickly the front court overplay. Three ball in the air, round and out. No good. Cade Siebertson misses. Ostrowski gets the rebound to Hallenbeck, who scores underneath. Hallenbeck on the putback. Three-point game now. 62-59 and 90 seconds left. Full court pressure for the Evergreen. Spash breaks it to Gavin Heyer. Down low. Traveled. Nope. Basket. Ah, wow. He shuffled his feet. It's not called. Wow. Hallenbeck commits the foul and he's just fouled out of the game on what should have been a travel. Oh, my. Strebler, who has four fouls, has scored and will get to the free throw line. That's a really tough call at a key point of the game that's gone against the Evergreens. Brian Hallenbeck has fouled out. The basket makes it a 5-point game, And there's going to be a free throw coming. Logan Ebersole will come back in. Logan Ebersole in for Hallenbeck. It's a big loss for the Evergreens. On again, what I thought, the travel came first. I thought referees much closer than I am, so it's their call. Strebler makes the basket and will be shooting to complete the three-point play. Shot is up and in. It's a six-point lead, 65-59. Evergreens into the front court with two fouled out players. No Colton Hall, no Brian Hallenbeck. Here's Ostrowski to Studeman. Studeman drives in, cut off the foul line, back out to Ebersole. Straight on three, round and out. Evergreens fight for this rebound, not able to grab it as Studeman. Spash gets the rebound and Keaton Edwards reaches in and fouls. 107 left. If Spash hits some free throws, they're going to close out this game and the Evergreens will have their first loss of the year. For Keaton Edwards, it's his second. It's a six-point game. Just 1 point from the free throw line would make this a three-possession game. Double bonus now, so James Jacob shoots two. Fieldhouse grows quiet. First free throw is good. 66-59. 107 left in the ball game. Evergreens weathered a 17-0 run, got the lead back only to fall further behind here. That's a miss. 7-point game. Evergreens need the ball three times, driving to the basket, scoring. No, missing is Cade Sievertson. Sievertson's going to get two free throws, though. So the Evergreens will have a chance to score points with the clock stopped. And Austin Beyer has just fouled out for Stevens Point. Beyer exits with 10 points. Spash will briefly huddle up here without using a timeout as they have 30 seconds to have a new player report to the scorer's table. And Brendan Klisch will be that new player. Evergreens have been perfect from the free throw line in the second half, 8 of 8. And they need the two in front of Cade Sievertson right now. Two free throws. Evergreens trailing 66-59. First free throw is good. Friendly roll for Cade Sievertson, who now has 6 points tonight. Really do need a seventh here. 7 And the Evergreens call timeout. So the Evergreens will get to set up their full court defense. The Evergreens still have two timeouts remaining. Spash with only one. Lumberjacks fans, your game will be heard in its entirety once this one is over. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens trailed by 5 at halftime. They had momentum early in the half and took a 5-point lead, then went ice cold. Spash went on a 17-0 run. Built up their lead to 11. The Evergreens got back to within 2 and now find themselves trailing by 5. Really a streaky kind of game tonight. The Evergreens are without Brian Hallenbeck, who was fouled out. Evergreens are also without Colton Hall, who was fouled out. And the Spash Panthers are without Austin Beyer, who has also reached his maximum 5 fouls. Evergreens set up full court pressure. Ebersole, Ostrowski, Edwards, Studeman, and Sievertson are the 5 on the floor for the Evergreens. 101 left in regulation. So the Evergreens need to be good, but they need to be a little bit lucky too, trailing by 5. Evergreens will not guard the inbound player. Spash has to go the length of the court. And it's Strebler, who's playing with 4 fouls, who gets the ball. Strebler gets it back. Over to Brendan Klisch. He's into the front court now, into the corner. Evergreens look to double team in there. And Spash calls a timeout. Ostrowski and Studeman quickly double team Gavin Heyer. That is Spash's last timeout of the game. Evergreens played for the steal. 53 seconds left. I mean, it gets interesting if Spash turns the ball over or misses. Both teams in the double bonus for the rest of the ball game, and should there be a tie-up, the arrow belongs to the Evergreens. DC Everest's next game is Tuesday on the road against Wisconsin Rapids. That'll kind of be a weird game for broadcast purposes. We have every Everest boys game scheduled for media coverage, but that game will be podcast only. And Mike Leishner will be filling in for yours truly. So you go to everythingevergreens.com on Tuesday, or you go to foxsportswausau.com, find the podcast section, and you'll hear the DC Everest Rapids game from Rapids. That's on Tuesday night. That's because we are giving preference to the hockey game, DC Everest against East Merrill. Since we cover both East and Everest, it's a double audience for us and for our sponsors. That's why on Tuesday. So hockey over basketball on Tuesday night of next week. This one's not quite over yet. Spash holds a 66-61 lead. They have the ball with 53 seconds left. Evergreens are going to, again, not guard the inbound players. Spash, clock's counting. 4-3, barely got in, and an instant foul against James Jacobs. Jacobs 1-for-2 from the line, fouled by Studeman. It's a double bonus. For Studeman, it is his third. So let's see if James Jacobs can hit his free throws, who is 1-for-2 tonight. And he is 2-for-3, got a friendly roll there. Evergreens needed a break there, and they didn't get it. James Jacobs has missed that one. It's a six-point game. Ostrowski gets the rebound, quickly ahead to Cade Sievertson. Evergreens for an open three if they can get it down to Keaton Edwards-Studeman. Fakes the three, goes back out. Ostrowski passes up the three. Clock's running. Ostrowski three ball, no good. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound and scores. The Evergreens want a timeout. 34 seconds left. Keaton Edwards gets a rebound and a putback. Keaton's got 10 tonight, and it's a four-point game, but still the Evergreens will need the ball twice, and there are 34 seconds left. The basket and the timeout allows the Evergreens to set up full court pressure again. They probably will not guard the shooter, or will not guard the inbounds player. 67-63. Spash fans wanted a foul on Keaton Edwards, thought that he pushed off. I thought the Spash player was selling it a little bit. The officials apparently thought so too. Again, no Brian Hallenbach, no Colton Hall. They've both fouled out. Spash will have the ball. They'll have to go the length of the floor. And there are 34 seconds left in this four-point game. Spash lead 67-63. A tie-up is as good as a turnover. The Evergreens would get the ball back. Looking to inbound is Gavin Heyer. Inbounded into the corner. Evergreens trap and put the steal there and bounce back over to Heyer. Now front court. Wow, that was almost a back court violation. No whistle. James Jacobs. Clock is running down to 24 seconds and the Evergreens foul him. Logan Ebersole reaches in. Spash got 12 seconds off the clock there. Keaton Edwards is called for the foul, his third. James Jacobs, 2-of-4 from the free throw line tonight. Made just 1-of-2 a moment ago. Makes that one. 5-point game now. 68-63. One more coming here, but soon time just runs out on the Evergreens. Got them both. Big free throws down the stretch for the sophomore. 69-63, clock's moving 20 seconds. Studeman, baseline, three, no good, too long. Into the corner, Brendan Klisch, and a foul here, and you know what, that's going to do it. Spash is going to beat the Evergreens. Spash is going to get from some free throws. It's a six-point game. Two free throws coming and only 15 seconds left. The Evergreens are going to go down as hard luck losers tonight. Logan Ebersole commits the foul. Brendan Klisch, he with the electrical tape on his shoulder, will shoot two free throws here. Looking to close out the Evergreens. It's good. These teams will meet later at the DC Everest Fieldhouse, where the Evergreens will try and repay the favor for what looks like a Friday night loss here. Second free throw, that is a miss. Ostrowski rebound, quickly ahead to Sievertson, who fakes the three, now puts it up. It's no good. And just with 8 seconds left, got a foul along the baseline. Spash will walk down to the other end, and they'll be shooting more free throws. It's academic now, just 8 seconds left in the game. Keaton Edwards has committed his fourth.
Bryce Pelkey at the line for the Spash Panthers.
And this is Bryce Helke, who's shooting two free throws. Missed the first. Nothing the Evergreens can do about this with 8 seconds left. 70-63. And one more free throw coming. Got that one, 71-63. Evergreens quickly inbound to Studeman. Studeman, a long three, it's no good, and that's where the ball game will end. Congratulations to the Stevens Point Panthers. They are 71-63 winners over the Evergreens. Spash established control of this game with a 17-0 run in the second half. You know what, the Evergreens battled all the way back and got within two. This was a four-point game down the stretch. Hallenbach fouling out kind of hurt the Evergreens' chances. Spash made their free throws down the stretch and are 8 points better than the Evergreens tonight, who have suffered their first loss of the season. We'll be back to recap in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Spash Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. We're just moments ago, the Everest boys basketball team suffered their first loss of the season. No shame in this. On the road to Stevens Point, the Evergreens got to think they didn't play their best either. The Evergreens were ice cold in the middle stages of the second half, where they were outscored 17-0. The Evergreens had trailed by five at halftime. I mean, really a game of streaks. The Evergreens then went up by five and suddenly went ice cold. Spash would get up by 11. The Evergreens would get within four down the stretch. Brian Hallenbach fouled out with just under 2 minutes. I thought a travel should have been called. Instead, a foul was called on Hallenbach. It sent him to the bench. Spash hit their free throws down the stretch and closed out for a 71-63 win. With the loss, the Evergreens fall to 6-1 and play Wisconsin Rapids next Tuesday. Spash gets back to 500 for the season, 5-5. And now 2-1 in league play. Leading scorers, Nate Strembler, who played with four fouls down the stretch of the game. High man with 25 points. That's the sophomore for Stevens Point. Their other sophomore, James Jacobs, had 15. 10 for Austin Beyer, 9 for Gavin Heyer, 7 points for Bryce Pelkey, 4 for Brendan Klisch, and 2 for Owen Jordan. Evergreens were led tonight by Alex Studeman with 16. Brian Hallenbach, who watched hopelessly from the bench as time ran out. Hallenbach had 13. 11 for Colton Hall, who also fouled out. Hall was hot when his fifth foul was called because initially the referee called the foul on Colton but pointed in the wrong direction. And then Hall had to watch as they corrected the call and sent him out for the rest of the night. Evergreen scoring is completed by Keaton Edwards with 10, Cade Sievertson with 7, Colton Keelman and Logan Ebersold each with 3 points. Again, repeating our final score, it's Spash 71, DC Everest 63, first loss of the year for the Evergreens over their first seven games of the year. Wausau East Lumberjacks boys basketball against Marshfield is next. Safe ride home, Everest fans. Our next DC Everest broadcast is hockey on Monday night. We'll be live from the Wapaka Expo Center as the Evergreens play Wapaka. That's a 7 o'clock broadcast. Again, repeating our final score, Spash 71, DC Everett 63 in boys basketball. I'm Chris Conley. Good night, everybody.